Blog Talk Radio.
Things are kind of different tonight, as you can kind of tell from the start. Hi, it's Shauna Morkey, otherwise known as the HR Minion. And, of course, the wonderful Steve Bose is still here, so don't worry.
Hello, hello.
Hey, hello. Steve. But, yeah, welcome everyone to the HR Happy Hour. We have a different show for you guys tonight. We're talking about this new thing called the Women of HR. But, yes, we want men to still be involved, so please, guys, don't feel like you can't call in. We still want to talk to you. But, yeah, so, Steve, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm nervous.
There was no way we'd be able to know that, Shauna. You're doing great. So just, you know, you've got a great show you lined up for us tonight, so I think we should just get right to it.
That's wonderful. So, okay, everyone, once again, if you want to call in to listen or to chat, the call-in number is 646-378-1086, and please press 1 if you'd like to talk. But, yeah, I think we should do what Steve's suggested and just kind of jump right on in. So our guests tonight are some wonderful women who are, you know, joining in on this really cool new venture that is starting up called the Women of HR site. And why don't we start off with Lisa Rosendahl, who's the editor-in-chief.
Hi, Shauna. It's so great to be here tonight.
Hey, Lisa. Why don't you just go ahead and, you know, I know everyone knows who you are. You've been part of the show since the very beginning. But why don't you just remind people, you know, who you are?
Okay. Well, I'm Lisa Rosendahl, and I blog at Simply Lisa. I have a blog with my daughter at Raising Tara, and I've been blogging for about 3 years. And the reason why I'm on this call is I and Trish McFarland and Shauna Morkey, we're the founders of a new venture, of a new site we have. It's the Women of HR, and it's something that we're really excited about. So we're here tonight to talk to you about that. Like I said, I'm one of three, and I don't even know where to begin. So I'm just going to let the conversation flow.
Great. Thank you, Lisa. Also here is one of the co-founders, Trish McFarland. You want to say hi?
Hi, everyone. Do I need to give a brief bio?
Yes, real quick.
Come on, Trish. You've been on the show before. Come on.
Really? Come on.
Okay, so everyone pardon my voice. I'm actually losing my voice, so I'll do the best I can. So I'm Trish McFarland. I'm an HR practitioner, have been for about 15 years, and I also blog for about the last little over a year at hrringleader.com. And this is just one of the fun ways that I've found to sort of meet the needs that you might not be able to meet at work in terms of collaboration with really cool HR professionals who are very forward-thinking. So being able to team up with Lisa and Shauna was a good opportunity for us to come up with something really creative and add in a lot of, input from other HR pros that we've been wanting to work with. So, you know, like many things, we create our own work. So here we are.
Great, thank you. And, of course, we have one of the original women who was there when this whole crazy mess got started, Cherie Klemek. Want to say hi?
Hi, everybody. How you doing? Cherie Klemek. I am actually a brand strategist, and I blog at vokai.com, and I've been working in the human resources industry on the kind of on the outside, on the agency side, for about the past 17 years. So I'm really eager to kind of jump in and lend my voice in whatever capacity possible to help evolve women in this business and also the industry. So thanks for having me.
Very cool. Thanks, Cherie. And, of course, last but not least, we have Lois Melbourne, who has been so generous to not only kind of jump into the fray and jump on board this, but also has two posts ready to go for our site.
Yay, Lois.
Well, thank you, Shauna. Lois Melbourne, I'm the CEO and co-founder of Acquire, and I blog currently at blog.acquire.com. But those blog posts are really geared around succession planning and workforce analytics and open positions and how to do some of those kinds of things better or to stir the dirt a little bit. And this was exciting to me because it the women of HR may allow me to step out a little bit from the corporate blog, because my blog is very much, it's me, but it's also our corporate blog. So I'm looking forward to adding a little bit of a different twist to my writing and to add to my passion for human resources.
Very cool. Thank you, Lois. Okay, so we have a really good group tonight, and why don't we kind of start things off by kind of talking about how this whole venture got started. And kind of to do that, we need to go back, you know, like maybe 8 months to when this little thing was going around on Twitter about a girls' night out. So I didn't get pulled into this until a little late in the game. So, Trish, you're going to have to kind of take this one and kind of talk to us about, oh, Trish and Cherie, actually, talk to us about what this Girls' Night Out thing was and how it got started.
You know,
how did it get started?
It was just one of those casual actually, I think, if I'm remembering right, I think it was Jenny Payne from Buffalo who was tweeting about getting a group of girls together. And so there were quite a few of us who might have met once or hadn't even met before. And, you know, we were thinking, why not? Why not just pick a city and let's all go for the weekend? And it'll be a great way to sort of further those relationships that we had already built pretty strong, I think, on Twitter over the course of a year or more. And, it just started growing. And so it was just more or less people on Twitter who wanted to come to Chicago was where we decided to do it. And, it was a great time. I think we had, was it 7 or 8? People who eventually made it. We had many more who were trying to
wanted to.
But yeah, so it was even just to get together for no conference, no other purpose other than we just liked each other and truly just wanted to hang out and have some fun. So
and we definitely made sure that we squeezed in some spa treatments and
yes.
Nights out together. So it was really a wonderful event, I think, for all of us, and we definitely got to know each other a lot better, and, we did the girls thing, and that's really when a lot of the talk started about, bringing women together to possibly, start up a community that would help to support one another or whatever it might do, and it was very exciting. I think everyone was on board instantly.
Right.
It was everybody was on board instantly. It was great. I just remember we were sitting around having a drink, a pomegranate martini, I think, and we were just talking.
it was all of us,
we were all women, we were there. And it was nice to get away from, not to get away from the family, but so much of my day is work and raising a kid and to just have that time away and that camaraderie and to be able to talk to people about things that we were experiencing. And it was just like, wow, but we wanted to bottle it and just have it forever. It was just a really nice feeling.
Well said.
It's got to be Really? So why can't we just have this all the time, and why can't we just do this? And it was just people, we fed off of each other, and it just evolved. It just came out, and before you know it, Sean is out there buying the domain, and we have a project.
I did go and buy the domain that night. Mm-hmm. We had a little layover in between the restaurant and the bar.
It was girls' night out after all, and we all definitely needed some time out to just relax and unwind, and it was definitely a lot of fun.
So, Lisa, you know, I seem to remember distinctly that you are the genius behind the initial idea. So, and of course, now that you're going to be, you know, the head editor of the site, kind of talk to us a little bit more about, I guess, why, you know, we all felt that this was so necessary.
You know, well, let me think. When you go back to the camaraderie piece, we really liked it. And we talked about, you know, Lois had talked about having her business blog, and I've got my HR blog. But we each have our own individual blogs, and we felt that when you looked across the blogs are great, and there's a lot that we get out of them. It's just been amazing what we've got out of it. But we didn't see that there was one place, a community, where women can go to talk about their issues, where we can replicate what we had around the table that one night. And we thought, you know, what if we all got together and we had a site where people can go? It doesn't have to be just women or written just by women, but where women's issues were the focus, things that were important to us, things that we can just talk about and hash out amongst ourselves. And we thought that this would be a really good place to do that. And when I was listening to Lois speak, I think I'm kind of in the same boat as you too, Lois, is I write a lot on my HR site about HR stuff, but there's so much more that goes on in my mind and things that I think about. And I think this site here will be able to bring out other parts of ourselves here. And one of the things that's very cool about it is when you get on the site and you look at the people that are contributing, it's people from many different backgrounds, people that are new to HR, people that have done HR for 15, 20 years, people that are in recruitment and talent management, some people own their own businesses. So I think it's kind of whoever you are, whoever the reader is, they're going to find something in common with somebody there.
Yeah, very cool.
About
that's
that.
Cool. Oh, well, real quick, I'm going to just jump in, do a quick reset. Once again, it's the HR Happy Hour, and we're talking about the brand new Women of HR site. It's out now. Please go and check it out. It's womenofhr.com. There's actually even a post up there, mine. But also, if you want to call in, and we do want you to call in and talk, it's the call-in number is 646-378-1086, and just press 1 if you'd like to get on the line and ask some questions or just have a comment. But anyway, sorry, Trish,
Shauna,
you jump back in?
Shauna, this is Steve. I just wanted to say I just took my first
really?
Look at the side. It looks great. I love it. Love it. I'll make sure tweet out the link right now.
Hey, Shauna, John Cigar SPHR is wondering if we're going to plug the Men of HR calendar tonight on Women of HR.
I'm still waiting for mine. I bought mine 2 months ago, and I still haven't gotten it, even though I've seen all the pictures.
Well, that's a very good point.
What's going on with this at work, guys?
I'll plug the cover model.
Oh, Craig Fisher.
Craig Fisher made a nice cover model. Absolutely.
I can't say it. Shoot, I was going. I maybe embarrassed one of the men of HR at HR Evolution, but I'm not allowed to talk about it because he gets mad at me when I do. So.
Really. Okay, now we're gonna be curious which one.
I know. I'll leave you guys guessing. There were several men of HR calendar models at HR Evolution this last time, so talk amongst yourselves.
Well, you know, this might be a good time to bring up the fact, you know, talking about men of HR. So just because we're the Women of HR site, with the point of, you know, really being able to talk about women's issues or women and what they might run into in the workplace or be affected by. You know, we do have several contributors who are men who are going to be regular contributors, and, you know, the site is still a little bit in process here as we compile all the bios and photos, but
No one asked me, by the way, Shauna, just for the record.
Steve, we would love to have you anytime.
No. Gosh, now. It's a sympathy. It's a pity.
Oh, whatever, Steve. You know that we love you.
All right, fine.
No, so we have, we're actually it's at the International Men Contributors of Women of HR. So we have Mervyn from London, who's going to be a regular monthly contributor, and also from right here in the U.S. in Florida, we have Mike Vandervoort. So we're really excited.
Yay.
I think it'll be interesting also to see the spin that men put on, you know, women's issues too, because, you know, as HR professionals and recruiters, they're obviously dealing, you know, with some of these issues as well. So I'm really interested in sort of hearing their impressions of what women are dealing with in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Bill Borman asks, you know, what are the issues that are women-centric? And my response back to him is, I think it's maybe more women's perspective than it might be necessarily just something that's women-centric, because we all face, most of the same issues, but it might be interesting to be able to truly put on your gender hat to get your perspective.
Yeah, that's a great
point. Lois, that's a wonderful distinction.
Well, why don't we then, you know, Lois, why don't you talk to us a little bit about why you want to get involved? Because I know that I gave you this weird call, you know, on the Monday after the girls' night out. I just kind of launched into it with you because I was so excited. So what in my weird ramblings to you during that call made you interested in joining up?
Well, the A-team that's already involved was a big part of it.
Thank you.
And I want the girls' weekend in Vegas.
Yes.
That's absolutely doable.
Yeah, and I have to say, I saw on Facebook today, ladies, that the men have already got their Vegas trip booked. So we're going to have
to
get into that.
But I think really for me, part of it is to insert some perspective. And it really is, for me, it's perspective more than it is something that is women-centric issues. Like, I'll tell you the one-word title for each of my blogs I've already written, because I got all excited and wrote them this weekend.
Which is great.
One is on telecommuting and what that can really mean to the business and the family. And the other is being a workaholic.
Right.
And it's really just kind of some perspective about those issues, but those are certainly not exclusive to any gender.
Definitely not. And, you know, we talk so much about issues, and certainly, you know, everyone, we all have issues, men and women alike in the industry. And, you know, there's also an opportunity to take a look at women in this industry who have truly excelled and really kind of broke the mold, climbed the corporate ladder, broke that proverbial glass ceiling, and are doing some wonderful things in the industry and in social media, and continue to push the limits to, you know, become best practice and share their stories. So I think that there's a lot that can, you know, go into this, and it's all about everyone kind of sharing, as you said, Lois, perspective and the stories behind the women, and, you know, success or issues or whatever the case might be. It's just a great opportunity to really bring a lot of wonderful people together to raise, you know, a number of topics, whatever it is.
Oh, very cool. Hey, we have a couple people who want to get in on the call. Should we bring some up?
Absolutely.
Do it, Shauna. Do it.
Absolutely.
Do it. Okay. So area code 786, you're on the air.
Hi, good evening. It's John from Miami. How are you?
Hi, John.
Hi, John.
I like the fact, hold on a second, John. I'll just chime in. I like the fact on the Women of HR show, our first caller is a man. I love that.
It
nice job,
is,
John.
And we love John.
Way to represent.
Thank you. Well, you guys had already answered my question, but I was just curious. I was doing a little research online and came across a statistic with the DOL and the Women's Bureau, and it had an interesting number. It said that females comprise 66.8% of human resource management jobs.
Not surprising.
I'm not surprised, but I'm curious, and I guess you guys started to allude to the answer to this question, but how is this going to be different? How is this, with such a prevalent share of women in HR management and leadership roles, how are you guys going to do something different, break the molds? I was really – that's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear more about that and understand that from your perspectives.
Oh, that's a great question. Who wants to jump on that?
And then we'll talk the calendar later. I'll make jokes on the back channel.
Nice.
Well, this is Trish. I mean, I can just speak for me and what I plan, how I plan on maybe using the Women of HR space differently than maybe what I would do on my normal site, my regular HR site. You know, I think that at least in my experience, I happen to be in an organization where there are actually, as I'm thinking here, probably about an equal number of men and women in our HR department of about 22 or so people. And so what I'm seeing is that there are definitely, I mean, we might have this similar issues, but the way that women handle them are different. And so what makes me curious about that is, you know, is it more of how we're raised, how we're nurtured, how we're sort of still taught to be the wives and the moms and to be that, you know, sort of, I guess, figure that sort of makes everyone feel comfortable and, you know, in a situation, whereas men, at least in my experience, tend to be more direct in their communication and from a business standpoint. And so what I would like to do is sort of challenge that a little bit. And I don't know that doing that on my regular blog, which is sort of, you know, designed to appeal to the masses, if you will, I don't feel maybe as comfortable doing that there. So what I would like to explore is, you know, as a woman, how can I excel at work? How can I, you know, rise up through the ranks and get noticed and still put in all the hours needed or whatever, but knowing that I still have to come home and be a mom, and guess what? I still have to make sure the house gets cleaned and all those things. And it's not because, you know, a husband won't do that or, you know, a partner won't do that, but I think it's in me that I just sort of feel that natural instinct to be sort of the caretaker when I'm at home. So it's sort of maybe a way for me to challenge myself a little bit and break my own mold, because I was raised in very much like the Leave It to Beaver family. You know, mom stayed home and her job is to be the mother and, you know, and the dad was the breadwinner. So for me personally, it's a way to break my own stereotypes about being a woman, being a wife, and being a mother. So I don't know if Sheree or anyone else would have a different.
Yeah, Trish, you actually hit it right on the head for me as well, kind of challenging myself to get out of my own comfort zone. And certainly, you know, I blog about branding and culture and behavior and, you know, all of these different types of things. But for me, I see it as an opportunity to do, you know, very similar to what you said, talk about things that are perhaps, you know, challenging to me personally, that may be challenging to others, whether that is, you know, one of the things that comes to mind, and I don't know, this is kind of strange, but, you know, a topic that came to my mind over the weekend was those of us that do have kids, you know, we talk so much about privacy concerns on Facebook and in social media. Yet, you know, I've been tweeting all day long about my daughter and prom and, you know, all sorts of things, sending pictures. And so as I was kind of pondering that, you know, someday our children are going to be searchable, as they are now, of course, but recruiters are going to be looking at them, HR is going to be looking at them, and, you know, they're also going to be seeing a story and a history from our perspective as parents as opposed to their perspective. So just some different dynamics that are going on, and certainly, you know, we all want to keep our kids safe online. And I think it's just going to provide, again, another space to really voice a little bit of a different opinion, and goes back to kind of getting out of the and breaking my mold too, you know, getting out of the typical conversations that I do talk about on a fairly regular basis, and trying to jump out of that and get involved in other ways.
You know, this is Lisa,
great.
And I am exactly with Cherie and Trish. It's exciting to me to break out of the mold, to try writing for something different. I write the same way, and I write about the same topic, and they're relatively pretty safe topics. But I would like to be able to challenge myself and learn from the other people that are contributing. Look at our contributor page; it's amazing the group of women that are going to be offering their perspectives. And, you know, I get so locked in my way of doing things. And sometimes I don't even realize that there's another way to do it or another way to think about it. And all it takes is a question from somebody, you know, a quote in someone else's post. And you kind of get that feeling when the blood rushes from your head and your stomach flips over and you say, oh, my God, there's another way to do it. Or, holy smokes, have I been, you know, how did I miss that? You know, so definitely for that for me. But then also, you know, look at the people's backgrounds there. People have been doing this for a long time. You know, we've been in HR for a number of years. We have families. We manage ourselves differently. You know, we're coming from different places, but we all ended up in the same place. And I think from the experiences that we've had and the mistakes that we've made and the lessons that we've learned, we can younger people coming in, or people that are new to the field, or people that have questions about just raising a family, that I think they can learn from us also. So for me, it's two-pronged. One is I hope to learn from others, and I hope that I can offer learnings or teachings or help other people along, and that we can be a resource to others. So.
One thing I
want
to point out, too, is just that we, you know, while we have a lot of the contributors up on the site now, but we have quite a few that we're still in the process of adding. I mean, it's a wide array of contributors, so that you have people representing, you know, not just large organizations, but small business, government agencies, nonprofits, you name it, every type of HR professional is represented. And then it's not just about being a mom. It's not about being a working mom. So you're going to get many different perspectives. You're going to have people who are single, who are married, who are gay or lesbian, who are, you know, potentially in interracial relationships. I mean, you're going to be hearing, like, nothing is off limits on this site. And I feel like Lisa kind of said earlier, it's like, you know, when you write on your own site, you have to be a little more safe, a little more careful maybe. This site, we kind of want to open it up. We want to challenge things. We want to say what's on our mind and not be limited maybe by our other blogs. So.
Ooh, that's a great point. So just another quick reset. We're about halfway through the show, if you can believe that.
Halfway already? Oh, my God.
I know. It always goes by when you're having this much fun or as nervous as me. But, okay.
Having more fun, actually. I see some roller derby comments and a few other.
Yeah, we're trying to work the Twitter back channel, Shauna. We're talking about roller derby a little bit, and a lot of good chatter about, you know, percentages makeup of women in HR at the national level from John Statistics, as well as the SHRM numbers. And I sort of threw out my guess about HR evolution, which was, I think, a little bit more skewed, closer to 50-50, but wasn't quite there as well. So a lot of good dialogue going on about that on Twitter, as well as the roller derby talk, which is probably my fault for getting that started.
I'm all over that. I seriously love the roller derby, and the Minnesota Roller Girls are awesome.
Yeah, well, I had a student in my last term was on the Rochester team, and she was great. She was a good student, and from what I hear, a pretty good roller derby player as well.
You know, I think this is just inspiring me that I need to do my next post on the roller derby. One of the girls from my high school in my grade is one of the Minnesota Roller Girls. I think I need to look her up.
Nice.
Very cool. Very cool. wait. Hey, Matt Stalick, this is for you.
Oh, I love that, Steve.
Okay. Thank
Your
you.
Giggle is just so cute.
Thank you.
It could have been higher, but it was good.
Okay, guys. Once again, we're talking about the Women of HR, brand new site. We've got some great women and men on the call. And if you want to call in, the number again, 646-378-1086, and press 1 if you'd like to talk. Why don't we jump in and take another call from, oh, look at that, the current best HR city. Let's see if they can live up to the title. So area code 513.
Hey, everybody. This is Benjamin McCall, I think.
Hey, Benjamin.
Hey, Ben.
Hi, how's everybody doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's funny that we have the Women of HR, and I think about, you know, my household growing up in a household of five women. I think I was raised to be in HR, and all I've had working with me within human resources is females all around me within it. So it's kind of interesting. And John had taken a couple of my questions, so I had to quickly rethink.
Sorry,
you know,
brother.
No, you're fine. You're fine. I won't hold it against you. With all the things that are going on with the changing in the workforce and you all writing about it and some of the subjects that you brought up, you know, in the past it was one provider households, you know, 70s and previous, and now it's two provider households, and that's not even enough. And, you know, the mindset, the whole Henry Ford mindset of, you know, why do people bring their heads and hearts when all they need is their hands and feet? Some of the subjects that you guys are talking about.
Oh.
So, you know, since it's more on the personal side and kind of stepping out from your own blogs and the more corporate side, why do you think it's people are so afraid to be so personal on their personal sites or their corporate sites when really we're selling to people? We're
right.
interacting with people. We're in the workplace with people who have feelings, emotions, and a lot of, but we don't talk about it. So why do you think people are so afraid to do that?
You know, this is Lisa, and I just want to just respond to that, and then I'll open up for everybody else. I think for me, well, I know for me, it's not a matter of not wanting to be personal on the blog that I have, because I think I am at times, but I think I have it just bracketed where it's going to be HR, leadership, personal growth types of issues, and sometimes some of the things that I want to write about or things that are on my mind really don't fit in that framework. And I guess I don't know that there's going to be anything on that Women of HR site that I couldn't put on my site that I have. But I don't know that it fits into the framework that I have there.
Yeah, I kind of feel the same way, Lisa. I mean, you know, I did actually just put up more of a personal post. I haven't actually blogged in several weeks. It's been kind of crazy. My daughter's graduating and prom and all sorts of things are going on. And I decided to...
Oh, Trish!
I just want to say I am busy and I will blog every day.
I know.
Wow. Calling Sheree out.
That's a call.
Look at you.
It's a blog call out right there. That, there's no doubt about it.
Trish!
One day, I said, Trish, how in the heck do you do it? You know, how do you blog every single day?
They're just not always good, that's all.
I made a commitment to, you know, shut things down at a certain time and try and spend as much quality time with my girl as I can before she heads off to college. And, you know, I added that post to my professional site, and I'm actually launching my own personal site because, you know, there are things that, you know, I do kind of want to talk about, whether anyone cares about the subject or not, whether it's gardening or being an empty nester at 40 years old or, you know, whatever it might be, that don't necessarily fit on my Vokai site. So, you know, I think that there's a fine line between being personal, of course, but, you know, also being relevant to the business or the content that you provide on a regular basis. So, you know, I wouldn't provide or post a blog about gardening and upload pictures and you know, that sort of thing on Vokai. So, therefore, I think that's kind of the separation of content. But I agree. I think that there's certainly, an opportunity, and there's no reason why we can't be personal on our corporate sites, because people, you know, we work with people, and, you know, we're all human, and we all want to know each other personally, and that's just, it makes every relationship stronger.
I have a second
question.
Awesome.
So have a second question?
Yeah. How long after this Women of HR, I think John alluded to it, are we going to see the Women of HR calendar?
Whoa. Oh, I knew someone was going to go there, Sean. I'm glad it wasn't me. I'm just glad it wasn't me right there.
For the record, I didn't allude to that.
All right. We have been approached. We're cautious.
Holy cow.
Yeah, exactly. I wouldn't hold your breath, put it that way.
Yeah, probably not. Not all of us can be, you know, as daring.
Hey, Shauna, and Shauna and women of HR crew, I want to ask a question or bring up something I just saw in the Twitter stream from Cindy Elizabeth.
Ooh.
And she says, Cindy says, I put my HR blog on hold. Because once folks saw the blog, here it is. Once folks at my work found me, I suddenly felt exposed in an unsupportive way from coworkers. It's a really interesting comment. What do you guys have any comments about that or suggestions?
Well, I know Cindy. I know Cindy, and she is one of the new contributors to the Women of HR site, so we love you, Cindy. But yeah, that's tough. I mean, that's part of the reason why I was anonymous when I first started blogging, is because I didn't feel supported. It's a hard decision to make.
Well, and I think you're right. It's a decision because for me, for example, I was definitely not supported at my work, and I was making sure to write, you know, not about my actual work environment. It was keeping it much more high level, and it just came a time where I had to make that decision for me as a person. Am I willing to stay in an environment that won't support what is really important to me and what I'm passionate about, which is writing, and not for the sake of being controversial, because I don't think the tone of my blog is certainly not where I'm out there trying to push the envelope every day. I think mine is more an attempt just to sort of educate or question. I love, you know, getting sort of conversation going and the collaboration of the blog. So, yeah, once I decided and really realized it wasn't going to change, I had to change. I had to make that change, and I had to find an organization that not only is supportive in terms of, like, letting it be, you know, they highlight it. I was there not even 2 months, and they had already put me in the company newspaper, which goes out to 30,000 employees. So I think that if you're in a situation, if it's something you're passionate about, maybe it's just a reason, I want to say to quit your job, but it's definitely a reason to take a look at the work environment you've selected, and is it really ultimately the right work environment for you?
Right.
Yeah, Cindy, that's a fascinating question, and maybe that's something, you know, you guys will explore a little bit more on the site as well going forward.
Yes, Cindy, we would love it if that was even your first post for us. That would be great.
Yeah.
Why don't we jump in?
I could just make a public service announcement.
Okay.
I'm just reading on the Twitter stream, and I'm getting some messages from people that have responded to our request to be contributors. And they commented that they had requested or they had responded and we didn't get back to them yet. So I just want to say that we did get a lot of response. We had some great response, and we might have, you know, gotten a little ahead of ourselves, but we expect that within, by the end of the weekend, we're going to close the loop with everybody. So
yeah.
I just want to say that we really didn't forget about you. We're not ignoring it.
Lisa, that's fine. I'll wait for my reply. Don't worry about it.
Oh, Steve,
yeah,
stop.
Hey, Steve, your invitation's in the mail, dude.
don't hold your breath.
For, hand ejection letters.
So I just wanted to send that up with people so that they knew that there is a plan. We're going to get back to everybody, most definitely. So.
Steve, maybe it went to your spam folder.
I'll have to check. I'll have to check.
Here, why don't we jump internationally now? I know there's a certain someone who's been very anxious to get on. So, you know, country code, what is it, 44? I think we know who
that's
this is.
That's the one. Good evening, ladies.
Hey, Mel.
Good evening.
Great show. I'm enjoying a lot. I've just got a couple of quick questions. The first one is, are you going to be running the Women of HR as a community or as a blog? So is it going to be somewhere anyone can contribute, or is the content going to be a bit more controlled?
Good question.
We're kind of starting it out. Sorry, I'm going to just jump in. We're going to start it out as a contributor blog, but the goal is to build it into more of a community. But you know, we're not going to jump too far ahead of ourselves. We want to generate the interest first, and get some real good content out there, and then the goal is eventually to make it into more of a community.
Right, and I think, Shauna, from my perspective, it sounds like you guys want to make it kind of open, kind of accommodating, kind of welcoming, men, women, different perspectives. Just no Brits is what you guys told me, right? That was one thing.
No, we have a Brit.
Oh, you do?
We have a Brit.
That's my fault.
Yeah, they'll let Mervyn on it. Won't be a problem.
That's my
fault. They'll let Mervyn on it.
We do love Mervyn.
Apologies.
the
other question, I wanted to ask the panelists. You've talked a lot about breaking the mold and doing some really challenging pieces. How much of the content is going to be everyday commentary? Because I think that's quite important as well, so people don't feel that they have to be world beaters.
I'm common. For you, Bill, the phrase would be as common as muck.
As common as muck? No, I don't mean it as common, but I think it's quite important that if you're creating a community for quite ambitious and career-driven women, something Trish was talking about earlier, that you don't exclude or make women who are not really career-driven feel left out or inferior in some way.
Oh, no, and they shouldn't. Just take a look at the first post, mine. It's not talking about how you have to be, you have to be career-driven. It's not about gender roles. It's not about either conforming or not conforming just for the sake of it. It's, about doing what will make you happy. So it doesn't have to be career-driven. It, that's not the point.
Excellent. And I think by having the multiple contributors and really having it opened up to anyone, who wants to put together a thoughtful post, they do not have to be a blogger. I'm going to really try and reach out to sort of the in-the-trenches HR professionals I know, male and female, who definitely would never have a blog, and see if they'll write something for it, because their perspective can be completely different maybe than my, I'm just writing from my vantage point. That's all I can really do. So I think, I can't write and maybe make it appealing or compelling to someone who doesn't have children, or, maybe I can, but maybe I can't. So I think that it's going to be an open community for that very reason. So you're getting all the different perspectives. And there'll be some disagreements too, I would imagine, There are going to be people who feel pretty strongly one way and people who feel strongly another way. So we welcome that. I think that's what's going to make it an interesting, new site.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, ladies.
Hey, Bill, thanks so much. Hey, some good comments, Shauna, from the Twitterverse. China Gorman out there. Thanks, China, again, as always, for supporting the show. And China is observing, think how intimidating the HR blogosphere is to someone wanting to get started with all these awesome women of HR out there. Do you think it's intimidating for people to get started in blogging these days?
Well, I don't think it should be intimidating. That's part of why we want to do the site. We want to welcome people into it. I guess you could look at blogging as easy to enter, hard to get noticed, and easy to quit, but the more involved you get, the more you put into it, the more you will get out of it.
And as Trish mentioned, we're going to be reaching out to people that don't have blogs, and maybe this will give them an opportunity to write and to see what it's like to have their work on a site and to get responses to it. And it's might be a whole lot easier. I think it'd be a whole lot easier for people to do a guest post for a site than to establish their own site if they have any questions or concerns. You know, it's a way to dip their toes in the water and to give it a shot.
That's a good point. One thing I want to say, I just saw this in the tweet stream, Shauna, is that so Steve and Mark Stelzner were sort of kicking around, you know, are women not supporting each other enough? So if you talk about Sarah White, who couldn't join us on the call tonight, but she's definitely one of the co-founders, and, you know, if you maybe want to talk about her blog post recently, which was really kind of right.
It was awesome.
What we're doing. Yeah.
It was very good. It, you know, it actually sparked a lot of conversation during the social recruiting conference in Minneapolis. A group of us got together and talked about, you know, why aren't there more women, you know, leaders kind of representing in social media and speaking at conferences and speaking at events. And Sarah's post that day was so timely because we planned on talking about it anyway. And then, you know, she sent out that post, and Heather from UHG actually printed that post out, and we really looked at that and spent some time talking about it. You know, I think that there's a lot of concern there because, you know, can we really support one another? Are we driven by some force to be competitive, and why is that? And, you know, are we seriously, you know, still in the days of high school, or, you know, is that in our DNA? Whatever it is, you know, we've got to break through it, and we've got to be able to be there and support one another. And whether you're a consultant or an HR practitioner or a thought leader in the industry, everyone has something to contribute to evolve, you know, women, to evolve the industry, to bring conversations to the next level. So that post really sparked some great conversation, and I think many more stories can be told from that, without a doubt.
Very
good. Look at our tagline. Look at our tagline,
yeah.
Women of HR. We got your back.
Yeah. We do.
That's great. Well, you know, some of that back channel, you know, I asked the question, really was in response to sort of a pithy observation by, I don't know if it was Matt or John out there saying, how come all the callers on the Women of HR show have been men? And, you know, sort of made me kind of,
I think it's great. The men were so worried that we wouldn't take their calls and we wouldn't talk to them.
Are the men out there insecure, Shauna, and they just want to dominate the calls to try to get their just due on the show tonight? Maybe.
Ooh, speaking of, I think we have maybe another male caller that I want to put up. So let's see, area code 503.
Oh, man, you got to put me up after Steve said that.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Lance is actually...
Friends. Don't worry. Lance, I don't care what this guy said. I've got your back, Lance. Don't worry.
Oh,
I've got it.
You know what, Lance? Lance is actually very important to the Women of HR site. He is our web guru. He is the one who put the site up and got us going, and we owe so much to Lance for letting us bug him constantly about all the little minutia.
Thank you, Lance.
Yeah,
we love you, Lance.
Hey, I got to jump
in.
No,
I go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry, Lance, but, you know Brian, he's been complaining on the back channel about being mentioned yet. I'm not going to say whether or not he was at Girls Weekend Out or Girls Night Out. I'm not going to confirm or deny that.
Right. There are no pictures or anything.
I just wanted to squeeze that in there, you know, just in case time ran out. And
we love you, Brian.
Brian is really the foundation, I would say.
Oh, the foundation. Nice.
The foundation of the Women of HR, as I recall.
Yes.
Hey,
oh,
I did
actually,
call in for something specific.
I'm sorry, Lance.
No. I wanted to ask, I kind of, Trish mentioned it very briefly, but I guess what specifically are you doing to reach out to women who are maybe in the front lines, in the trenches, that sort of thing? What kind of specific things are you guys going to do that? Because I think that's just a huge part of what you guys could do, because I think, if you look at the statistics, you know, there's a lot more women than men in HR, but you see a lot more men, like, maybe out there blogging or maybe, you know, calling into HR happy hour shows or whatever that statistic is. So, I mean, I guess that's how I'm kind of interested in seeing, like, how you guys take it is introducing those new people to you, to the blog.
Well, I am.
You sheltered us.
We think about that.
I'm extending the invitation to several of my clients to that are, you know, involved in HR to see if we can't get, you know, more people in this community of, you know, blogging and reading and communicating online and however you want to tag it. There's been some real interest because a lot of them don't want to blog all the time, but they have some great things to say.
Definitely. And
very cool.
Not necessarily at the VP or the C level too. I mean, there are individual contributors out there that are doing some wonderful things that can definitely add a unique perspective to the entire conversation.
Yeah, and speaking of, I think we might actually have our first female caller of the night, and I want to get her up because if it is who I think it is, it's a special one. 571.
Hi, ladies. It's China.
Hi, China.
Hey, China.
Hi, China. Oh, I'm so in awe of you amazing women of HR. That's really what it should be, is amazing women of HR, not just women of HR. What you're doing for the HR community and what you're doing for the profession is really remarkable. And I might take issue with what Lance said, because I got to tell you, in my Google Reader, that's almost all HR blogs, not all, maybe 90%, 90% of them are written by women. And
90%.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're there. Don't worry.
She's not reading you or me or KD or anybody. Any of us
oh,
guys.
Stop, you guys.
Women is there. But really, I see these amazing women of HR being incredible leadership role models, whether it's, you know, leadership in your organization because of the level that you have achieved or not. It's really about breaking out of sort of status quo thinking and providing a model for other people to follow. And so to create this community of amazing women of HR and including the amazing men of HR, which I think is brilliant, and ever the trailblazer. I'm thrilled to be the first female caller on this show.
Yay!
That you all are really creating a community and starting the conversation about women and, I wouldn't just say HR, I would say women and power organizationally, community-wise, and getting comfortable with the position of power that more and more women are finding themselves in. Some of it is because they want it, but a lot of it is because they're just the most effective around, and so they're being recognized with more and more responsibility and more opportunities to contribute in a strategic leadership kind of fashion. So this hits it on all cylinders for me, what you all are doing, and I just wanted to call in and say great job, and, you know, for all of you who are already blogging to now start yet another community and more blogging, you know, do you sleep? Do you really?
You can't keep us down, Charles.
How do you do this? I'm really, because I'm thinking about starting a blog now, but that's because I don't have a job anymore, so
oh, China, we would love for you to come to our site.
China, she already agreed on the back channel.
Plus, for the most part, the women tend not to write about the NBA playoffs, which gives guys like Lance and me and baseball, right? We have an endless supply of subjects, right?
Oh, for crying out loud.
That's right.
Weren't for sports, I'd have nothing to say.
We only have a few minutes left before the live feed cuts out, and I know there's one more person that wants to get on, so I'm going to bring them up quick before Steve has to make a couple of announcements. So real quick, quick like a bunny, area code 262.
Hi, guys. It's Sarah White. How are you?
Sarah, you did make it.
I did. I thought I'd sneak away. I'm hiding in my closet, so it's, like, quiet for a few minutes. Like, oh.
Oh, we're so happy you could call in.
Absolutely. So I'm really excited. They've missed, obviously, the whole show, but, you know, I'm so excited to see how far this has come since we first talked about it over a spa retreat in Chicago 4 months ago. And I, you know, it was over breakfast in bed, if I recall. So it's amazingly exciting to see just how far it has come. And I think China was right on with talking about, you know, there are a lot of female bloggers, and women obviously have a really strong voice in HR. But for every woman that is out there blogging and talking and has a strong voice, there are 100 others that are sitting out there in over their heads or, like, thrown into positions in HR from other departments, especially at the smaller organizations, and really need to have that additional support and community to be able to turn to. So I'm really excited that we're jumping in on this. That's all.
Great. Sarah, hey, awesome to hear from you. Hope all is well. It's great to hear from you again.
Yeah. Hug, Sarah.
Thank you.
Okay,
hey,
so,
you know, man, I'm going to tell you, I'm stepping in for a second here, Shauna. The
go
switchboard's for it. Been blowing up all night. There's still about 18 open lines. So the live stream is going to cut off at the top of the hour. So what we'll do right before the top of the hour is we will open up all the lines for anybody who wants to hang out for a few minutes on the after show. If you are listening to the live stream on the website right now, either right on the Blog Talk Radio page or on the Happy Hour site or anywhere else, and you want to just hang out and continue the conversation, once we get past the top of the hour, you will need to call in right now. And the call-in number is 646-378-1086. And we will get all the lines open right before we get to the top of the hour. So if anybody wants to just hang out and do that, that'll be fine. There's probably a couple of folks who've been wanting to get on board. We're just not going to be able to get to before the live stream cuts off. So I just wanted to make that announcement real quick. Shauna, quickly, have the women of HR give a quick wrap-up and what's going to be happening with you guys next.
Oh, yeah. Lisa, why don't you start us off real quick?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we are going to be getting back to the contributors. We're going to get some posts in the queue, and we're going to start getting some information on the site. If you hadn't responded to our request for contributors before and are interested in contributing, please let us know. And you'll see the site evolve over time. We've got lots of ideas. We just need to get them going.
Mm-hmm. Trish, how about you?
Excuse me, I was coughing right as you said that.
Aww.
I should have talked just one more sentence longer.
I know. No, I really don't have much going on other than this right now in the regular blog. So that for me, that's a good thing. It's, you know, dialed back things and that so that I can really focus on the day job, which is
what's the
smart thing to do.
Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Lisa, is that the kid? Is that the famous Tara? Tara the blogger?
That's not my kid talking, but Tara is a blogger.
She's great.
The lines have all been open, people, so if you have stuff going on in the background, maybe put things on mute real quick.
Yeah, I did open all the lines, so we're going to be in the after show in a second. Shauna, there's no way I'm going to be able to figure out whose line that I opened up now is bleeding into the show, but because we're up to 21 open lines right now. But
oh, wow, guys.
So let me just quickly make a couple announcements. First of all, Shauna, thank you so much for putting together the show, organizing the show, wrangling up all the guests, running everything. Fantastic job tonight.
Thanks.
I loved it. I got to tell you, I had so much fun just kind of twittering, hanging out. I loved it. I managed to slide away in the middle of the show to get another refreshment, which is an unusual thing for me during the show. So great, great job, and thank you so much. Thanks, Lisa,
thanks,
Trish, Lois, Cherie, John, Ben, Bill, Lance, China, Sarah, everyone else who called in tonight, thanks so much. A couple of quick announcements. Next week, really big show. Dave Ulrich, professor, speaker, expert, you know, the guy you want to hear from, Dave Ulrich, will be on the show June 10th. June 17th, the World Cup of HR, going to be a global show. We're going to talk some sports again, of course. And June 24th, live from Gettysburg, which is going to be really exciting at the Leadership Experience. So we're going to cut over to the after show in about 5 seconds. Anybody who's on the line, hang out with us. Everybody else, thank you so much from the HR Happy Hour.
Bye, guys. What was that?
The hell?
That was weird. That could have been.
That was
been
very weird.
Hey, it doesn't matter. Great, Shauna, great job. Oh, I loved it. We got to do this again because I really enjoy kind of riding shotgun. It's fun.
It's a different animal on both sides. I mean, one, you got to work on your giggles.
But two,
I really do need to do this more. I had fun despite my nervousness. It was great.
Yeah, and let's make the quick after-show announcement. We are not streaming live on the Internet, but everything we do say does make the recorded archive, and you know, there's no way I'm going back to edit anything out, so just be advised.
Good, guys.
Yeah, be good. So
that's it. I'm dropping the F-bomb right now.
You can still do that. I'm just saying I'm not editing. I will not edit it back out.
I'll go for it, Trish. Go for it.
I can't.
Brian, there you are.
Yes, here I am.
Brian.
Brian is the unofficial part of the Girls Night Out in Chicago, and he didn't want to talk during the show, though.
Ixnay on the attendance. I was not there all tonight.
Hey, Shauna, can we do a quick just... for folks, there's 21 open lines. Anybody who's sort of not been on the show or sort of new, there might be some new people around. Just give a quick shout out, a roll call to who's on the line, so we can.
Yeah, say hi.
Here.
I guess I'll start. That kind of became a mashup.
Yeah, no, it didn't. Everybody's name starts with A.
Yeah, who starts with A?
Hi.
April, hey!
Hi!
I noticed that you didn't want to talk during the show, too.
Yeah, no.
Did I hear Franny?
Who else do we have?
Franny's here.
Hey, Franny.
Hey, Franny!
Hiya, hiya.
How are ya?
We're good.
KHR here.
Hi, Tom.
What? Oh, hey!
John Jorgensen.
Hey,
John,
how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Great. Hey, I got to tell I do want to say something to the women of HR. My sort of random tweet about, you know, women not supporting each other enough in the workplace, that got a lot of run on Twitter, and that's definitely got to be something you guys take up on the site. Maybe you're already doing it, but a lot of pretty spirited debate in and around that topic.
You look very funny.
And why do you think that is?
Because women are typically catty. We're very competitive. So.
Yeah.
Well, but guys are too. Guys, I mean, pretty much.
No, but we're sneaky about it. See? No, we'll say niceties to each other's faces, and then we'll go behind and try and like flash you in the back. So it's
Trish, that's absolutely true, and I think that's you know, one of the number one reasons why women have such a hard time really being, you know, we talk so much about authenticity and transparency and trust and all of these other things, but when it comes right down to it, you said it best, you know, we're really nice to each other, and you know, what happens after that conversation? How many of us on the phone have done just that? And that's a challenge that I'd really love to raise. And how often does it happen? And how do we stop that? Because, you know, the things that we're trying to accomplish together, the things that we're trying to really, you know, it comes down to, you know, I'm all about align what you say with what you do. Well, if you're saying one thing and then turning around and doing another thing, what does that say about our integrity as women of HR? And if we continue along that path, then we're really doing ourselves a disservice, and we're not being authentic. We're not trusting each other. We're not raising each other to the next level. So I think that's one of the number one issues that we have to conquer first and foremost.
So then why stay in HR? Because that scares the absolute hell out of me.
what do you mean?
Hey, this is Cindy. I think the trust piece, hey. And but I think what we're talking about, the whole trust and the caddy, I think that I don't think that's just specific to HR. I think that's going to happen anywhere you go.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I agree.
That's also not a woman thing. That's not a woman thing. That's a people thing in terms of trust.
It really is, and I think it just goes back to, you know, when we talk about breaking the mold and having each other's backs, then what Trish brought up is really central to that. I mean, having kind of that circle of trust in the community and knowing that the community does support one another truly and authentically. And, you know, that's just my personal opinion, but I think it's really important, and I agree with everyone. It's not just an HR issue. It's a human issue. But if we can conquer that one little thing in our you know, small but growing community, wouldn't that be a great thing?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I think it's important to build the trust, and, you know, and I think about the say what you do what you say you're going to do. Don't say one thing and then turn around and do something else. And I think that goes around with the, you know, you're really nice to someone's face and then you turn around and you're talking smack about them 2 minutes later.
I wonder if that's why people sort of crave these kind
power.
Of communities, so that you have a place where you actually do feel sort of safe and trusted and protected, because maybe you're not getting it in your day-to-day work life. Maybe you're kind of fearful that you are an island at work.
Mm. Wow, you just stoned everyone again.
Oh my God. Yeah, there's still about 18 people
somebody
left on the line, and Trish just like silenced everybody.
Great job, Trish.
That's it.
So are you guys, I know Lisa dropped off, but Shauna or Trish, are you putting your contributors on a schedule? Will we know what to expect? Like on a Monday, we'll get a, you know, we'll get a Shauna post, a Tuesday, Trish.
It won't be that rigid.
No. We're going to try and post, at least to start, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And sometimes it'll be, you know, Lisa, Sean, or I, but we have so many people who have already got posts flowing in that, you know, I think each contributor, if each person who really wants to be part of it can send us a post once a month or even once every other month, this community will just grow incredibly.
Oh, it'll be huge.
Yeah.
So are you going to be doing one post a day, Trish, or are you going to be?
No.
No, I'm not just you. I'm talking about from contributors. Are you going to be featuring one post? Are you going to be featuring multiple posts? Because then the design of how the community is becomes quite important.
Initially, just one post a day, the 3 days a week.
Yeah.
And again, a lot of it, though, is just to sort of see, you know, whenever you start something, you're just not sure what the interest is going to be. So. You know,
right.
we're thrilled with what we're seeing initially, but, you know, time will tell. We'll see a couple months in. We may need to go to every day. We may need to sort of change what we're doing.
Do multiple
posts. Yeah, and we want the site to sort of grow with us. So, yeah, I think you'll see change.
I think it's the platform probably you'll end up having to need to change so you can feature multiple posts from lots of different contributors.
Could be.
Because you'll be really
and
popular.
I think and I think you could tell by the sheer amount of contacts that you've gotten based on this, that you're definitely going to have a lot of contributors to feature. So I don't think you have a problem finding contributors.
Well, we're hoping that we don't. So plus, you know what, I think the other thing about it that's nice is that you really don't feel like you have to have you know, it's not like you're being asked to write every week or every couple days or something. It's truly whenever you're in the mood to write. So if it's once a month, that's perfect. If it's once every couple months, that's perfect too. We'll work it in and highlight, okay. You know, highlight everyone. So.
Oh yeah.
And it was funny because I was seeing a bunch of posts on Twitter about how blogging is so intimidating and it's so time consuming and really, you know, like you said, it's really all about how much you want to contribute. So, you know, as long as you have something to say, then, you know, you can contribute once a week, once a month, as long as you're adding value. So
I think we make it that way in terms of intimidating people. I mean, I had a conversation with a few people at HR Evolution, and the problem is that for first-time bloggers, they're measuring themselves against the likes of Trish and Laurie and everybody else. And we need to make sure, just say to people, just get on with it. Don't worry about what it looks like. Just put something out there. And I think this could be the vehicle to do that.
Well, yeah. No, I think it's good for, as long as you have value, you have something to say. But even if it doesn't contribute value to one group, doesn't mean that what you have to say is not valuable. It may be a different type of value. And I think most people intimidate themselves from being a part of the conversation.
It's the value in the presentation. But I mean, you constantly read posts that say you've got to be adding value, you've got to be breaking the mold, you've got to be doing this, you've got to be doing that, and it really intimidates people. I think we just need to be saying, you know, just write something, just do it, and put it out there.
Yeah,
no, absolutely. When I first started blogging, I can honestly say that it was very intimidating, and I was looking at people, you know, like Trish and like Lori, and really saying, you know what, I can't do this. I can't write like them. I can't, you know, post what they post. And honestly, it really is just about getting out there and just writing something. A friend of mine once said to me, you know, just write. It'll come. You know, and somebody will listen. So that's what I do.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you, for me, I actually learned a lot. I watched and read Lori's blog for several years before I ever took a stab at my own. For me, I was writing it for me. You know, I wasn't writing it really.
You have to.
I didn't expect anybody to read what I wrote. I definitely was, I'm not going to say I'm a great writer now, but I'm better than I was when I started. It's been a learning exercise, you know, and what I learned from Lori, the biggest takeaway was she said, you won't hit a home run every time, and that's okay. Put it out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
You can, you know, you learn from it. I think the thing, too, about having Lisa as the editor and then, you know, Shauna and I just as backup if needed, but you can feel comfortable that maybe if you're not so comfortable with your grammar or whatever, you know, we're not going to change your post in terms of the words you're saying, but we're going to be that extra set of eyes for you, so you'll never feel exposed or like you just put something out there that's going to be embarrassing if your writing skills aren't what you want them to be. Because for me personally, that was my biggest fear, was that when I started writing, I thought, oh my gosh, you know, I'd see a typo. You cannot catch every single one. I still do them now.
You'll just,
you know,
change it later.
Right, exactly. Now, once you're doing it, now I kind of figure, you know what? It's my blog. I can go and update it. It's fine. It's not a big deal. But when you start out, that's really intimidating. So we're going to hopefully take that off the table. So you'll know you've got Lisa checking it over for those kind of things, spelling or whatever, and it's going to look good.
Just make it a really encouraging environment. I think it's right to see if you can set something up where you're featuring a new blogger every week or something like that. That'll be a real good contribution to the community, just to get people posting things.
Hey, can we just say hi to Jeff Webb? I saw on Twitter he's on the on the
Jeff,
show.
Are you out there?
Jeff?
You can say hi to me as much as you want.
I'm taking over.
Hey,
the
Jeff.
Hey, everybody.
You need to put the link out on the calendar. On the calendar, Jeff. We get a lot of airtime tonight.
All right. Yeah. No.
Right, Jeff. A certain calendar has not arrived yet.
No, you know
it's
what?
It's coming soon, John.
It's coming soon. There wasn't a whole lot of uptake on it, and I was kind of surprised. But
I'm anxiously waiting for it.
We need one more order. We need one more order, and then you've got it. And if we haven't got it by the end of the week, I'll order one. I just feel a bit bad ordering a picture of myself to hang up in my office. But you know.
Okay, so you heard them. Someone on this call has to order a Men of HR calendar so I can get mine.
Men of HR
get
calendar, and you get yours. Yeah, Yeah.
Yes. No,
I'll,
no.
I'll even autograph it for them when I'm there. When I'm
you better.
Yeah.
Oh, well, if that's the case, I'll order one.
I heard that Ben. I heard that Ben got chased for autographs, didn't he? Or
I'm not allowed to talk about that.
Oh, all right. Sorry, Ben. Sorry.
Ben in the calendar?
Don't worry, Ben's not listening. Don't worry.
Is Ben in the calendar?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know that. See, I'm behind the times.
That's why you need to order one.
Oh, I can't have it if Ben's in the calendar. He's like my little brother.
Ben Ubay. Ben McCall. No, I don't think Ben Eubanks would ever do the calendar. He's too much of a good boy.
And impressed. I would be impressed to think Ben Eubanks in the calendar.
You have all the pinups. You've got Fish Dogs, Mike Vandervoort.
Radical Recruit.
Jim Stroud. Yeah, you know, Mr. June really is the one who gets all the votes, but
I'd have to say, I'm going to go for the bald men of HR parts, so, yeah.
You're becoming exclusive already. You're excluding hairy folk. It's just not...
That's
not
right, yeah.
That's quite all right. There's nothing wrong with that.
You know what, Trish? I think we could do that for next year.
The bald men of HR.
The bald men of HR for next year.
Yeah, I like
to ask a question for the women of HR, like for the actual blog. And now, how many submissions or individual contributors of people that want to contribute? How many individuals have actually been expressing interest? And it'd be interesting to see how many women versus men, since you said you had some men on it.
Over 20.
That's
over 20.
Not as many men nearly as there are women, but, you know, we have had some men express interest, and we've reached out to a couple. Yeah.
I'll write a blog.
So if you're going to be doing three posts, if you're going to be doing three posts a week, you've already got about 20 weeks of posts.
Right, and some people have already.
So you're about 5 months in at the moment.
Yeah, some people have already submitted multiple posts too. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, will there be blogs?
No,
guys,
what?
Will you be providing vlogs as well? Video logs? Vlogs?
We're not opposed to it.
No, certainly not.
Sure.
I'm just, I'm championing vlogs these days. So I'm
all for that.
Yeah, yes, we are. Cherie is our head of vlogging right now.
Ooh, that's a great title, Cherie.
No, you inspired me. So, and I want to do much more of that. I mean, for me, that video blog was so much for me to put that together and just kind of speak from the heart. Went so much faster than sitting and trying to craft a post. So, I definitely plan on doing more vlogging and would love to contribute with blog posts to Women of HR.
Cherie's the director.
I'm waiting for the 3D multimedia experience.
Is that Krupa? Wait a minute, Mike Krupa?
Mike, why haven't you talked about this before now?
Out of the outfield?
3D multimedia.
Mike Krupa, I'm going to take a shot at Mike Krupa. Mike Krupa posted his HR Evolution post today, and I'm just thinking, did you manage to squeeze in your 2009 year in review? Did you get that one out first? Or come on.
Hey-o.
Oh,
that's
a nice.
I bookmarked that. I got to read that yet. So.
No.
Really.
He totally did not. He dissed me as his best friend. He called out on someone else, and yeah, I didn't get a mention.
April, that means our BFF stealing plans are working.
Well, no, Eric's
already taking care of that.
Oh, I'm done.
Ooh, so Eric's the big competition now? Noted.
Yep.
But we've found the secret way to Mike's heart. April and I know what the secret weapon is.
Oh, okay.
Dirty martinis?
No, Paul Smith.
Oh, yeah.
If we secure Paul, we can secure Mike. So we have to refocus efforts on securing Paul.
Shauna, stop giving away our secret.
Oh, I'm sorry. Shit.
All right, well, enough about me. Back to Women of HR.
Mike, if you can manage to, work up a post for us, we would love to have you on.
I will put it on, yeah, my once yearly post.
Yes, goes to us. We're laying claim on it.
Hey, Shauna, I want to tell you something. I didn't mention this during the show. We've hit, sometime during this week, the show has hit over 20,000 listens.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, when you add up like all the episodes, yeah, we're over
20,000
now, which is pretty cool.
You guys are awesome.
And that's how many shows, Steve?
This is episode 48.
That is so cool.
And
we
done,
love you guys
20,
so much.
Yeah, but there were many, many of the early, like, there are some shows that were, like, no one listened to. There's no doubt about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so you're averaging about 400. That's good listening.
Yeah, something like, you know what, the shows that no one cares about, actually, are the ones we do from events. Like, when we're at HR Evolution or Recruit Fest, or when you actually go somewhere and do the show, those shows don't have any legs beyond that room. You know, those are done
yeah.
for the people who are there, and nobody else cares about them. No one calls in,
well, that's
yeah.
true.
And no one really listens, which is fine. I wouldn't stop doing them at all. But, you know, for every time we do one of those, like, no one cares about those shows unless they're there, which is a kind of a
just to be clear, though, you haven't done one from Recruit Fest yet?
I meant sort of as an example. Like,
is that an invitation?
We
can't invite.
I've never been to Canada.
Come to True North. We'll send you an invite.
True North. Yeah, there you go.
True North in Toronto.
Yeah, next week will be a big show. The Ulrich show will be big. And
yeah.
The Gettysburg show will be a big deal as well, if we get the right
guests. I am so
for
excited
that.
About that one.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
yeah.
going to be fun. And next week is Ulrich, and then we're going to do the World Cup show. Felix Wetzel's coming on. Andy Hedworth's coming on. I got to find a good U.S. guy, a good U.S. soccer guy to come on.
Oh,
hey, U.S.
Tarver.
Soccer guy?
Bob Tarver.
Oh, Tarver, yeah. I should
have
yeah. Oh!
Yeah, you got to have Bob on.
Yeah, so we're going to do some World Cup talk. And
you're going to have to get Bob on before we whip you.
Yeah, well, no, the show will be actually sort of in the middle of the first
yep.
stage. So, but that's
what we'll be gloated at that point.
Going to be exciting. Going to be very exciting.
Hey, Bill, I got two words for you, though. Diego Maradona.
What's that?
Maradona.
Old story. Old story. Old story.
It's okay.
Old story. Hand of God stuff. Don't go there.
Listen, hey, I got to deal with a crazy French mother-in-law who's still pissed off at Italy, and my pizza guy down the block who's Italian, they go at it it's been 4 years, every single time they're,
yeah.
in there, they're at each other's throats on this. It's insane. It's insane.
That's football.
Yeah, that it is. I'm going to say goodnight. Steve,
yep,
I just want to let you know for the record, that is a true story. I know you bust my stones about it, but it is true.
I believed it. I
what?
Did. I believed it. We have John and I had a little funny thing going on the comments on one of Lori's posts last week about dating.
I see.
Yeah.
I'll send an email about the whole story, and you'll laugh. So
very
anyway,
good
night, people.
All right.
Nice, John.
Sean, I think we're done, right?
I think we are.
The NBA is on. And, you know, we got to watch some basketball and get the heck out of here.
Let people get back to their lives.
Yeah, great. So, awesome job, everyone, tonight. Fantastic.
Yes, thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Great show. I think, are you going to let Bose back on?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Yeah.
No,
I'm sensing a women takeover.
No, I need Steve.
That's what happens, Steve.
Steve,
you let you let them in and that's it, now you're done.
Yeah, that's all right.
He just needs to work on his giggles.
That's right.
Yeah.
Shauna, this is John Jorgensen. You got to teach Steve how to giggle better.
Yeah,
I guess
that's
do.
That's been feedback tonight for sure.
More
yeah,
from the Bose giggle.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much. It was a great, fun show.
Great.
Thank
you.
Good
night. Night, everyone.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.